showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And, I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh. Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
Well, good evening. It is The Drive with Dan Piper, Lonte, Derek Piper. Trevor Valise has headphones on, which means he may join us. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh! Whoa!
That was good timing.
That was. That was perfect. Efforting Tyler Underwood. Hope to get to him pretty quick here to visit about what he's got going on and Illinois basketball in general. The big topic of the day, of course, is the likeliness that USC and UCLA will be joining the Big Ten. And it's funny. We could do a separate show by what we are talking about off the air. It's some interesting stuff to think about and go from there. The other thing is, and Lucas actually corrected himself, BYU's heading to the Big 12. So that wouldn't work, obviously, with them joining. We did have someone text in on the U of I Atlantic Lake text line and ask, why would the Pac-12 want USC? I'm sorry, Gonzaga. Well, I mean, I guess if you're looking at it like just a basketball version, I mean, that's going to strengthen the Pac-12 by adding one of the top teams that has been, you know, a top team for the last, 20 years. I mean, even back to Adam, what was his name? Adam Morrison.
The Stash.
Gonzaga has been, I don't want to say national power, but.
No, I think so.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Okay. For the last 20 years. Now, if they mean why would the Pac-12 want them to come in and beat up on them, then I understand that, but I don't think they would beat up on them. I think it would
help your TV viewership if Pac-12 network was actually accessible here anywhere else outside of the West Coast. And it doesn't hurt you in football. It's not like adding – I mean, there's a downside to maybe adding a Kansas that's going to be just terrible in football.
Right. Right. To not even having football if you're Gonzaga. I don't think they have football, would be my guess. Adam said, not sure of the total number of schools we have or will have when it all gets settled, but if you had 20 teams, you could have 5 teams in each division and have a 4-team playoff for Big Ten champion. I mean, it's just – I'm only laughing at that because it's crazy. Like trying to figure out, like, how many teams are in the Big Ten right now? 14? And then if you add USC and UCLA, that's now 16 teams. So I guess it's an even number.
Who else did you want?
Well, let's talk about that.
To make it 20?
Yeah, to make it 20. I mean, I would take Missouri and Kansas.
Is Missouri going to leave the SEC?
I doubt it. They might.
I mean, Missouri makes regional sense to me.
It does.
But they just already moved conferences once in the last decade, so.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's, man, the landscape of sports right now. It's an interesting thing. It is time to head to the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line, and he's our guy, Tyler Underwood. What's up, buddy?
How are you guys?
We are great. It's just it's a confusing day. I mean, like, you know, halfway through the workday, all of a sudden I see that USC and UCLA want to join the Big Ten, and I'm like, oh. Okay, that's interesting. So I don't know, Tyler. It's one of those where you, in today's sports world, you've really got to keep up, and I assume this is something you guys talk about on a daily basis.
Right. I think it's an ever-changing landscape. Obviously, with NIL, conference alignment, really don't know what tomorrow brings. So we try to be proactive in everything we do and all of our approaches. And, I mean, today was kind of an indictment of college sports. It's ever-changing. I think it's great for the league. Obviously, two great academic schools. The L.A. market, if it is official, I'm excited.
So, Tyler Underwood, do you just sit at the office and shoot Nerf hoop all day? Because I'm sure the portal and all that hasn't kept you busy.
I mean, I'd be a pretty good Nerf basketball player by now.
How crazy is this, and how do you keep, especially the portal, how do you keep that, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? How do you do that every day to where, okay, these next 10 guys are on the portal? How do you keep up with that?
I think it's just kind of instilling processes on the front end that kind of help you wade through and know what you're looking for. You know, we kind of had a good, I thought we had a good plan. We had a good group of kind of 4 to 5 guys that were working daily, weeding through stats, weeding through information, so that we could go to my dad and give him a list of guys and tape on them and our opinion, and then he could watch them and dive into them. So I think just being organized, having processes in place that we think work and know work. So I thought that was a big help for us in the portal.
Tyler, how do you balance, like, statistically, like what they look like on Synergy analytics wise versus the eye test and it making sense as far as, okay, this guy jumps off the page against this opponent and I see him as an evaluator? How do you balance that? I'm assuming it's a mix of the two when you kind of start to evaluate who's available.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a mix. You know, I think stats are great. I think analytics are great, and we're a big believer of them in our program. And I think it's a great way to kind of wade through prospects and kind of narrow it down. But then obviously it is the eye test. You know, one thing we did was we looked at, you know, we broke down all defensive teams, you know, defensive MVPs, because sometimes those are guys who are kind of lost in the mix in terms of analytics. So we had a few different ways of kind of narrowing that down. But obviously we're a big eye test team. You know, I feel like now it's almost more professional basketball in terms of how do we build the best roster for this upcoming season? So I think that's kind of what we set out to do, you know, take each year as kind of a new year. I thought we had some success there this past off season, and you obviously can tell we've added a lot more wing size and athleticism and speed. And that was kind of our goal going into the off season. So I'm excited.
What did your deep dives show on Matthew Meyer and Terrence Shannon Jr.?
Two elite defensive players, honestly. Matt Meyer is a guy who can play in ball screens. They had success with him in ball screens. I think it's an area he can continue to get better. He's an elite shooter off the bounce. And to be honest, Matt has so much game off the bounce that I think a lot of fans will be excited to see that. He's going to have the ball in his hands here. We're going to allow him to play make, and I think that's an area of growth for him. It's kind of the next step in his game. Terrence Shannon, I think, can be one of the elite wings in the country. He's explosive, powerful, a much better shooter than I think people know. And I think we've seen that this summer. And again, he's just kind of, he kind of reminds me of Io in just terms of his bulldog, trash talk. He's just kind of got that inner dog, that Chicago dog. So that's been fun to have back around the program.
Do you see him as someone that is taking on a leadership role? Because there's been a lot of turnover on the roster and an opportunity for someone to really seize that opportunity. And not to say it's only going to be one guy, but are you noticing that out of Terrence in the first couple of weeks of workouts?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's something I've honestly been impressed with. He's obviously been to the second weekend, but he's a guy who he's in the gym every morning at 6 a.m. So he kind of leads with his work. You know, guys are learning how to work from him. He's a great teammate. He's a great kid. Been super impressed with his just kind of maturity level. And he brings it every day. So he's pushing everyone on the team. And that's been exciting to see. And it's, like you said, we have a bunch of new guys, and it's good for Ty Rogers, Sky Clark, Jaden Epps, and here to see that every day.
Tyler Underwood is our guest. I'm glad you went there. You're showing your professionalism here, because I was about ready to ask you about that group of freshmen. Tyler, since you were a freshman in college, has it even changed that much with regards to these kids being able to come in and absolutely from day one just help a team win basketball games?
You know, I think a lot of things have changed. I don't think necessarily freshmen have changed. You know, it's the same thing, trying to get them to slow down. They're all going 110 miles per hour. You know, it's a grind in terms of the discipline. Okay, morning weights, workouts. And, you know, I think you've seen these four guys are all very mature. They know what it takes to be great. They've obviously played at high levels of basketball. The biggest thing I think for freshmen is just slowing down the game. They're all sped up. They want to make a play every time they touch the ball. And, you know, they've all showed flashes and they've all been good, but it's always a process with freshmen. I think that is important to not lose sight of that. You know, I told Ty Rogers the other day, I almost missed 9 layups in this game, especially if they get frustrated because you miss one. And it's all about the process and them getting better each day.
Tyler, you know, you think back to last year in the Big Ten with, like, Johnny Davis kind of coming out of nowhere and doing what he did. Obviously, Keegan Murray, you had an idea of what he could do, and he did it. You had an idea of what Jaden Ivey could do. I know a lot of Illinois fans are really excited to look at a guy like an R.J. Melendez and think, all right, he could be the candidate that could kind of make that kind of a leap. What are you seeing out of his game right now, and what are you expecting out of a sophomore of R.J. Melendez?
Yeah, I mean, we need R.J. to take a jump. R.J.'s a fantastic kid. Having a guy like Terrence Shannon in the program, I think, is gonna be great for him. They've had some fun battles already. Obviously, last year, R.J. was kind of limited in his usage, so it is going to be different for him this year just in terms of having the ball in his hands more. I think guys like Keegan and Johnny probably had the ball in their hands a little more, especially than R.J., but he's a good shooter. He's working on his ball screen reads, and he has great natural feel. He's a big-time cutter. So I think as we get back to playing faster, a guy like R.J. Melendez is going to be one of the guys you see the biggest jump in, because that fits his style of play. You know, last year, a little more half-court game.
Right.
It limited his game in terms some, because he is one of the fastest guys I've seen in the open court. So I do expect a big jump from him, and he's playing with more confidence. The work he's put in with Fletch, his body looks great. So I'm excited to see the jump R.J. makes.
All right, I got a couple of geeky questions, because that's what I do with Tyler
Underwood.
I love it. All right, without giving away any secrets, I've always wondered this. So a basketball game ends, Illinois beats Iowa here at State Farm Center. What happens in the next 12 hours minus sleep? I mean, do you guys as coaches get together right after the game and go through things? Are there a couple of you that do that? Or is it let's shelf this for the morning, we'll meet, you know, and discuss the game and then move on to the next one? I mean, so take us into kind of like a play-by-play of what happens after like a big win at State Farm Center leading into the next day of practice.
Yeah, so a fun fact is that we have Papadels after every game.
I love it.
So you can't go wrong with some good Papadels. You know, I think my dad's more of the approach, you know, I think In the next 12 hours, it's very easy to be emotional and make emotional decisions.
True.
We do watch the game. We talk about it, but we try not to overreact too much in those 12 hours. Just because of the emotion, we do talk as a staff, kind of talk about what we need to work on in practice. We kind of have a post-game analysis analytically that we go through, and we break that down. Talk about what we want to show in practice the next day, and things like that. But, you know, I do think there's something to the emotion of a game 12, like in that next 12 hours, sometimes you can get wrapped up and just you overblow a situation or you put too much stock into it. And I think that's kind of the philosophy of our staff. Like, we obviously watch games, break them down, but in terms of overreacting to one small sample size game, I think that's hard to do.
Yeah. Good answer.
Tyler Underwood is our guest, director of recruiting and scouting for Illini men's basketball. You can follow him on Twitter at Ty Underwood ILL. Lon asked, you know, what do you do after beating Iowa at home? You cut down nets. I mean, that's what they did last time they did, right?
Let's do some more of that. I'm all good with that.
Good call, Pipes.
Tyler, on the recruiting side, when you have an official visit, and I know that you being part of the director of recruiting, what's a part of your job that goes into scheduling a visit, or just what goes into it? I think from the fans' perspective, or even us as media that maybe don't understand all of the inner workings, like what is that process like for you?
You know, I think each kid kind of has a different process. you know, it kind of depends on the kid. But we try to make them feel as comfortable here as they can be. You know, we talk about family a lot in our program. So just getting them around our guys, getting them around the staff, and showing them that they can be themselves here. Like, it's a program of work and player development, and we try to display that on the visit. We get guys better. We work, but we also have fun. You know, we celebrate winning, and there's going to be days where it's hard and we push you, but you have a great group of guys here that are going to be working with you, and a great support group of the staff, and I just that it can be the place that you achieve all your dreams, and you're going to win a lot of games along the way.
If you're doing one of those photo shoots, which jersey are you going with? Which would you recommend to an incoming recruit on campus?
So my recommendation is always the throwback orange. That's the all-time great Illinois jersey, in my opinion. That's my favorite. It was my favorite as a player and still is now.
Oh, I love it. All right, Tyler, I got one more as my last geek question, but I want to know because I think it's going to be one of those moments that all of us remember. We're sitting here watching Wisconsin play Nebraska. And knowing that we need Nebraska without their best player, mind you, and then another that fouls out to beat Wisconsin so that you guys have a chance to beat Iowa for a Big Ten title, and you're down 15 to Iowa in that game. And what just that day in general, you know, like ESPN will do these 30 for 30s. I'd love to do a 30 for 30 on that day. What was that like for you guys to watch some of that Nebraska Wisconsin game, and then to realize, oh my gosh, this is actually going to happen, and now we can take care of business at home?
So I'll tell you the truth. I was in the middle of a nap. I do not watch. It's kind of a ritual of mine. I watch so much Big Ten basketball just through film that I do not like watching them live. And, you know, I tried to stay focused on the game that day. I didn't want to kind of have the emotional roller coaster. And all of a sudden I wake up and I mean, I got Trent FaceTime. Everyone's just calling me, blowing me up. I'm like, oh, I was like, oh wow, they did it, didn't they? Like, let's go do it. But yeah, it's a ritual of mine. I don't watch other Big Ten games live.
I love it.
Just you watch so much of it on film, and kind of something I took from my dad. So I actually wasn't watching, but it was an unbelievable day. And you know, I kind of had my dad said that whole week he had the feeling that Nebraska was going to beat him, and he had our team believing that, and you know.
And it happened.
Get down 15, and we never stopped believing, and it was a special night and a night I'll never forget.
I bet.
And Fred Hoiberg has got wine probably for the rest of his life, sounds like.
I would venture to say a pretty good bed on the way, or is already there.
We've tried to get him on the show. Like, we want to talk to him about that day and get his thoughts on that day. I think it's amazing. Well, Tyler Underwood, great stuff, my friend. Do you ever just think, man, my boss stinks?
I have no comment. I don't feel comfortable answering that on air.
Yeah, there's nothing good that's going to come out of that from any angle. So, well, listen, buddy, you're a great guy for this program, and obviously excited for you and your future. And we happen to think your dad's a pretty stinking good coach too. So we really appreciate your time. Keep up the great work, and we'll do it again down the road, buddy.
Do it again soon. Great to talk to you guys as always.
Okay, man. Tyler Underwood. Good
Thanks,
stuff.
Thanks, Tyler.
Illinois basketball. Director of, what is it again, official?
Recruiting and scouting.
And scouting. Okay. So a big job for those guys. That's funny that, I mean, I've always wanted to know. Like, do you just peel off after a win, head to tumble in, and just have a few drinks? Like, I could see Bill Self back in the day doing that.
I was going to say, there's talk of.
He and Gillespie.
That happening?
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. I saw it with my own two eyes. But, you know, it's just an interesting thing, and I love his answer to that because, you know, you'll know this with Cade growing up, but there are sometimes when you get to, especially in school sports, both junior high and high school, there's that 24-hour rule where you can't talk to a coach for 24 hours because it takes the emotion out of it, right? And on either side. And I could see how you would be sitting there after a game and just being really hyped up. But I'll tell you this, Derek, one thing that my dad always taught me on a different level, not with regards to coaching basketball, but when we would host like a Jonah Fish Fry, for instance, my dad would always preach to me that that night is when you need to sit down and write out every thought you have in your mind. What went right? What went wrong? And then the next day, compartmentalize it, right? And figure out, okay, this went right. We need to keep doing that. this didn't go right, so how do we fix it, or why do we make that better? So I guess there's two ways for me to look at that in terms of, you know, let's say you lose a tough one. Do you sit there and say, what went wrong there, and how do we fix this immediately, or do you just kind of give it time to breathe and then fix it the next day? I think we as fans, I mean, well, he just proved it. Like, we as fans live this. I mean, I know they do, but we're fans, right? We're fanatics for a reason. None of us were taking a nap during Nebraska and Wisconsin, especially in the second half. None of us were doing that. We were, like, totally zoomed in on that game to know that if a miracle happened, which it did, then obviously Illinois got a chance at a Big Ten title that night. That's the difference. I don't know how you're napping at that. He's too young to nap. I always said, man, you could tell when a kid has matured when they take a nap on their own.
Right.
And it's always college, right? Stay out till 3-ish.
I think that shows. Now, he mentioned it's ritual for him and that
right.
he doesn't
right.
watch other Big Ten games live and whatnot. But I read into that as saying Tyler didn't expect Nebraska to beat Wisconsin.
That's a good point. We do need to get Fred Hoiberg on. I think that would be fantastic. Uh-oh, here comes our producer to talk about exactly that. Trevor Valise. Fred Hoiberg will be on when?
I emailed 2 days ago.
Oh, you did? We have an update.
To follow up, his name is Seamus. Nebraska basketball SID. His name is Seamus. So I emailed him.
I'm shameless.
And I just said, do you think Coach Hoiberg would have any time in the next few weeks to chat? So we'll see.
Okay.
But I did follow up.
That's awesome. Thank you for doing that. I think that would be cool to have him on to talk about. Of course, he'd be sitting there going, listen, I don't want to congratulate Illinois on a Big Ten title. I don't care about them. I'm worried about Nebraska.
I was thinking, like, you guys would have to, as a courtesy almost, throw in, like, Derek would have to throw in a question like, okay, coach, thanks for that 5 minutes. How's your program looking in year three? Like, there's no way you'd get out of there without allowing him at least a 30-second plug for Nebraska basketball.
Well, you could talk about the stud that was just drafted.
McGowan's,
yep. Bryce. I mean, he could – is it expand or expound? It's both, right? Because I asked Justin Spring to expand on something, but I don't know. I think I maybe meant expound.
Expound means to explain.
Yeah,
and expand means to go into more detail. So really, they're kind of the same
really?
Thing.
Okay, yeah, I didn't realize they were that close in nature. Okay,
we could make it through. I mean, we tied in the. I don't know if we really asked other context questions of Patrick Chambers.
Yeah,
like how's Lamar Stevens doing these days? Like I don't think we did any of that. He played.
Is he going to whip our you know what again?
He played it well, and that was fun. But
that was so. It's so bad how that ended for him, because otherwise it was just. It was the most – I will never – if somebody in my whole life doing 30 years of media, I – not routinely, on occasion have someone say, what is a cool story from the years you've had in the media? And it's hard. Believe it or not, it's hard. When you do it, especially like a radio show daily, I mean, I've already forgotten what we talked about yesterday. Probably nothing that I was giving any kind of direction to. But if now somebody asked me that question – I would absolutely bring up COVID and the fact that it was the worst time ever in terms of having a sports show because there was nothing to talk about. Literally nothing to talk about. And yet we turned it into an unbelievable memory that I'll never forget. And to actually have Coach Chambers come on with us, I just think was just an amazing thing. Not only that, but...
We got sticky buns.
Yes!
From the SID.
Yes, we did. She would send us the famous sticky buns.
Like 3 times.
Oh, my goodness. I need to... I sent her something. I don't remember what it was. I think I, like, got a certificate for somewhere because I didn't know what... I mean, it's not like I can mail her a Papadel's pizza. Let's be honest. Dry ice.
I think you mailed a little note that said, make Io go left.
They were all awesome, though.
They were.
That whole thing was just incredible. And what's weird about how it's progressed and the idea that then Juwan Howard literally slaps Joe Krabbenhoff, Pat Chambers loses his job. I mean, it's I think we nailed it. Like, I think we nailed it down to the final. I think we had the two right guys in the final, is what I'm saying there.
Hey, and Chambers is at, as Trevor mentioned a couple weeks ago, Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh, that's right.
Good for him.
Wouldn't that be funny if he's sitting there going, man, that all worked out.
We were worried because, you know, it never really came out what he was fired for cause for. And then we were joking, like, what if someone heard this interview where we basically made fun of him for beating people up for 2 months? And then someone that inspired someone to take a deeper look, and then he got fired.
There's, like, all these bar fights he's having after games.
It all started on ESPN Radio 93.5.
That'll be the new 30 for 30. Have you guys watched Unrivaled, the E60? Have you even taped it?
I'm not going to watch
Come on, Trevor! Pipes.
I've got ESPN Plus, so I can access it at any time. I have not done so quite yet.
It's intense, man.
I'll try to expound or expand on it one of these days.
You know who's going to love it? Haley.
Yeah.
Because she loves hockey.
Fan. Yep.
I think she would like it. I think she would really like it.
See, I was last night trying to watch something while my son was up. He slept for like a 5.5 hour block, but while we were awake, then he's up and ready to go at 11:30.
His feet are kicking.
My wife's sleeping, and I decided to take one for the team as long as I could until he's screaming at 1 o'clock, still hasn't gone down, and she walks out. I was like, everything okay? No, absolutely not.
No, I don't want this kid.
It's hard to watch TV and feed at the same time.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
they're annoying.
Yeah,
babies are annoying. Sorry to everybody out there. I
get in trouble for putting the bottom of the bottle on my chin while I'm like on the phone if I gotta text somebody back. Haley hates that,
and nothing's getting to him, and he's just like kicking you.
He's not trying to take it. Yeah.
No, I get it. I'm sorry to anybody I offended. They're not annoying. They are pretty stinking cute. When everything's going right,
it's
an amazing thing. And when everything's going wrong,
it's tough.
You're like, why? I don't remember signing the paper for this. I do not remember signing up for this job. All right, let's take a break. U of I, Illini Link text line is open, 359-2255. Great to visit with Justin Spring in the first hour. And also now Tyler Underwood here on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. Good stuff there. When we come back, we'll fill you in on a couple of things regarding the next couple of shows. We'll do that next. It is The Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marianne Fisher with OSF Healthcare. Focusing on family medicine brings me joy, meeting with patients to make them feel welcome and comfortable to develop a treatment plan that's cost-effective for them. At OSF Healthcare, preventative screenings for health issues is important for people to keep up with. Don't put it off. Get your annual wellness visits, your regular checkups, and treat your body right to feel better. We've got such a great team at OSF to take care of you. We are dedicated to providing transformational care that helps you live your best life. Our trusted providers are committed to supporting health and wellness for all. Get your primary care with OSF Medical Group as you reach out to our caring team. For more details, you can visit our website at oshealthcare.org.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years. And for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
PDR Automotive in Urbana is a locally owned repair shop, and they've now serviced over 250,000 vehicles in their near 50-year history. Now, that's more than four times the size of a sold-out Memorial Stadium. It's more than all Division I athletes in the country combined. That's more than the entire population of Champaign County. That's more than, well, you get the idea. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to Gifford for some of the best steaks you'll have. Kids love it too. I brought my whole family. I'll see you at Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Stop into Game Day Spirit to shop the hottest selection of Fighting Illini gear in town. They carry classics from great brands like Nike, Champion, Carhartt, and more. And with the new styles arriving daily, they're sure to have something for every Illini fan. Shop with them in-store at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champaign. We can handle all your car repairs on site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champaign is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampaign.com.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Hey, everyone. It's Steve and Mary Ann from Prairie Gardens. We've got a huge perennial sale that's going on now. Every perennial we have, thousands and thousands, are now 25 to 50% off.
And this isn't perennials that have been hanging around for a few months. This is fresh crops that we're getting in almost daily now, coming up.
So truckloads.
We'll just have a beautiful selection in flower.
25 to 50% off all perennials. Prairie Gardens.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Breaking news. I mean, if you're going to have breaking news, you've got to have Flo Rida kind of lead you into it. According to Trevor Valise from the Comfy Couch, the Big Ten is in talks right now to bring in USC and UCLA to the Big Ten Conference. How weird is this?
Extremely weird.
Like, sometimes when we do this show, I don't look at it at a broad... It's like I'm working, so here's my thought. And then later in the night, I'll sit there and say, wait, what just happened? You know, there's a cool factor about it. And I'll say this from my perspective. in my lifetime, USC and UCLA were powers in football, especially. And, of course, in basketball with UCLA, John Wooden, Bill Walton. Somebody said, please don't let Bill Walton join the Big Ten.
Well, here's the problem. You just adopted Bill Walton.
Oh, my God.
And the Big Ten just became the Conference of Champions.
Oh. Quite the quandary. That's what he said in that game with Luke Walton, who's now a head coach of he's been a head coach, hasn't he?
He's been a head coach. He was recently the head coach of the Kings, but they fired him.
Ah. But, yeah, I don't – anyway, there's moments, I can remember the Rose Bowl where UCLA beat us with Rick Neuheisel as their quarterback. I remember getting off a train in Mattoon when I was in college and my dad picking us up because we didn't have cell phones back there and looking at Trent Prophet and I going, hurry, hurry, hurry. We got to get to the car because Illinois was about ready to upset USC in football. I think Todd Marinovich was their quarterback. You've got, there's so many different things that stand out about a USC and a UCLA. And I'm not going to lie to you, there's a cool factor to the idea of Illinois on week 7 playing at the Rose Bowl against UCLA. I mean, it's kind of a cool thing, but it's just so weird. And I know, I can't remember who had sent it in. I think it was Joe. Had said, do you think, I think it was off the heels of Justin Spring, he said, do you think this will hurt some of the Olympic sports because of the travel? I mean, I guess you'd almost have to guarantee that you'd have to have packs. Like, you'd have to have Illinois and Iowa going out to USC and UCLA, let's say in basketball. Like, all right, you guys are making a trip out. You're playing UCLA on Tuesday, and you're playing USC on Friday. And Iowa, you're playing UCLA on Tuesday and USC, or Howard, flip it around. I mean, that's a lot of travel.
It is. I don't think you'll see in basketball probably joint travel.
Okay.
But I think you would in other sports.
Baseball and softball.
Yeah, that would make
something
more
like that.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, you could do it. It's just because of the way basketball, what the investment, the money that's there to be spent. Yeah. Illinois can afford to fly their team.
Can you imagine? Okay, here's the schedule for next season. Illinois plays Tuesday night at Rutgers, and then on Thursday night they play UCLA in LA.
That should never happen.
That's a professional schedule right there, right? I mean, welcome. You want to be a pro? Here we go. But yeah, I don't know. I honestly think you could see how they would do that. In other words, if Illinois goes to play USC. They would play UCLA as
right.
well.
And that's similar to an NBA West okay. Coast swing. Or yeah. You see it in baseball, too.
Yeah, makes sense.
Where you're going to go one side of the country, just like the Cardinals are about to go to Philadelphia yep. and then go to Atlanta right after that. So
the circus tour. Isn't that what they called it with the Bulls? When they'd go to the West Coast, the circus would come to town, right?
Mm, yep.
I don't remember the exact term of that.
The thing is, going back to a point we've made multiple times, it just doesn't – you can't argue that it fits in any necessarily logical sense mm-hmm. other than would it be entertaining to see some of these matchups? Is there prestige behind these programs? Yes. But as far as geographic location is one, and then just is that within the Big Ten footprint of USC and UCLA? No, it's not. So right. then you're just completely taking that out of the equation, and all of a sudden there's just these obscure super conferences.
Yeah. Education is part of this.
It is.
But I honestly don't know. Would UCLA and USC be known? Are they known as? I mean, I would assume the presidents and chancellors are going to want that part of it answered. Like, are you sure this is a good fit educationally? I mean, they always talk about it. When we understand, it's like, okay, you keep talking about your education. Uh-huh. Wink, wink.
Is that why Vandy gets to stick along in the SEC?
I guess. They bring
help
up
our numbers, you know?
So if you could, okay, so that would bring to the number of Big Ten teams 16. So Adam had texted in saying, well, let's have 20 teams, 4 or 5 team divisions. So two questions to you, Pipes. Who are 4 other teams that you could bring into the Big Ten? And then how would you set up your divisions?
it depends on how you want to go about it. If you're trying to keep some semblance of these make sense as Big Ten teams, then you could go one way. You could maybe try to steal from the Big 12 and take Kansas. Maybe you try to see if Missouri's open to switching and jumping over from the SEC. Baylor is a team that could potentially make sense. Would you be interested in Kansas State? Would you be interested in Iowa State? They're not that they're not sexy.
No.
But if you want to just go completely off the wall and just let's open this whole thing up, why not go get Oregon? Why not try for Arizona potentially?
What if you added Arizona and Arizona State along with
Oregon and Kansas?
Oregon and Kansas. Or how about this for this exercise? Kansas, Missouri, Arizona, Arizona State. So now you've got 20 teams. So what divisions do you go? Do you make Arizona, Arizona State, UCLA, USC the same division, or are they tired of playing each other? And you throw Nebraska in there. And then you make a one with Illinois, Kansas, Missouri, Indiana, and Northwestern, maybe?
Sure.
And then
if it's Indiana, you might want to throw Purdue in there.
No, that's true. See, that's where you, So Indiana, Purdue almost need to be on their own. So if you had Kansas, who am I forgetting here? Oh, how about a Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe? Like Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Kansas, Missouri. I'm doing this without a map in front of me. Yeah.
Yep.
And then you'd have Indiana, Purdue. You could take them with Rutgers, Penn State, and who am I forgetting out east?
Ohio State.
Maryland. And then you could have Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State. Now they're,
you want to stack them all up, don't you?
Already they hate us. Who are we missing at all that? That would have to go with Ohio State, Michigan State, and Michigan. Northwestern.
Northwestern.
And Iowa. Oh, well, you got to put Iowa. Yeah. This is hard. I like this though. I like the concept of this. So who would you put Illinois with? If you had Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Northwestern. How about that?
That could work.
Because I'm with you. You got to keep Purdue and Indiana together, I think. You'd almost have to, right? And you got to keep Michigan and Ohio State together. Even there, they'll
be one of those protected rivalries. Yeah, I mean, Kevin Warren will figure this all out.
No,
guys. He's got a plan.
Boy, it is crazy that we're sitting here. It's June 30th of 2022, and you and I are talking about how USC and UCLA are going to be in the Big Ten.
It's wacky. Doesn't make any sense. It makes sense for money. But.
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, and we've had people text in, and we get that. I mean, we understand the money component. I mean, those are big markets out there. You got LA.
Yeah, and they're actually teams that matter because it's funny how
it is.
When we're trying to be sold on, well, Rutgers taps into New York, who in the world cares about Rutgers in New York?
There's 400 people that watch that. The TV-wise and the idea with USC and UCLA, they matter. Those are big programs. Anybody that has any idea what college sports is knows who USC and UCLA are. I would dare say 50% of those people would be like, I think Rutgers is a Big Ten team. They wouldn't. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know. Again, my opinion, there's a cool factor to adding UCLA and USC, but it's just doesn't make any sense. It's two super conferences that are coming. So everybody else, you're either on board or you're not, and you've got 2 years to figure it out. It's the SEC and it's the Big Ten. So if you're the Big 12 or the Pac-12 or the ACC, you're getting left behind. You are a Power 5. So it used to be 5 Power 5 conferences. Now it's going to be 2 super conferences, 3 Power 5 schools or conferences. That's what it's going to be. And I'm anxious to see how it's going to change everything.
Right. And are there going to be situations where once you have the official split, where the SEC, again, I'm being very honest, why wouldn't they not say Vanderbilt, we love Nashville.
Yeah.
We like country music and and we enjoy our hot chicken when we come to visit. But
Vandy would be awesome.
We should see other people. You gotta get out of here. we're why would we not take Baylor?
Good call.
you know, figure out the Big Ten example.
Yeah.
It could be.
We took Meyer and Danger.
Yeah, true.
We'll just take them all. Just take the whole stinking team.
Who would you ditch in the Big Ten? Who's the first one getting
Rutgers,
kicked
gone.
Off the island?
Gone. See ya.
You don't like the rack enough?
No. Out. Maryland next. Close second. See ya. At least Penn State and Nebraska brought tradition. Not that Maryland hasn't won a national title. I get it. And Rutgers, didn't they play like the first football game ever? But I just don't look at Rutgers like I do Penn State football. Let's be honest. Rutgers would be out in a heartbeat. Gone. And Maryland, see ya.
I at least appreciate Maryland in basketball.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
And Rutgers is decent.
They have been decent.
But, you know.
Hey, I think Paul Feinbaum spoke about this. I'm going to take a quick break and see if I can pull up, see what he said. And maybe he's a big name in college football. So I want to see what he has to say about this.
Real quick, how eventful is today? We have not mentioned Ryan Helsley's blown save last night.
Oh, boy.
We have not mentioned Kevin Durant has requested a trade. We have not mentioned a litany of other NBA happenings. That's how big this UCLA and USC news is.
It's amazing. It is amazing. It's The Drive.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hey, this is Tim Sinclair, public address voice of Fighting Illini Basketball. You're used to hearing me talk about my favorite team during the games, but now I'll also be talking about my favorite fan store before the games. I've teamed up with Game Day Spirit to get you ready for the season. Just head to one of Game Day's two locations, at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, or at 6th and Green in Campustown. Or check out GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Carl works every day to improve the health of community members across the region, and it would not be possible without team members like Sierra Poole, phlebotomy lab lead at Carl Foundation Hospital.
I love working at Carl because of the togetherness among the phlebotomy team and the opportunity to advance within the department.
If you're looking for an opportunity to serve your community like Sierra in a supportive environment with opportunities for growth, visit carl.org/careers.
Congratulations to Sarah Champagne. Sarah Honda has won the President's Award. This is an award recognizing the best Honda dealerships in America. Sarah Honda has achieved excellence in sales, service, and customer satisfaction. When you go into Sarah Champagne, you'll see what winning the Honda President's Award means with their outstanding focus on you. Visit Sarah Champagne and experience excellence with not only Honda, but GMC, Buick, BMW, and Subaru. Sarah Champagne, off Neal at Burwash in Savoy.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Wait, we have more breaking news. Paul Goldschmidt is leaving
the National League. That's what I heard when Trevor said.
Breaking news, leading. Mark Lowrider. Oh, it's
but
leading.
Everyone's leaving.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Where's Goldie going?
Brooklyn Nets.
Is anybody going to play for Brooklyn?
Kyrie and Ben Simmons. Now, who in the world wants to play with those two? I have no idea.
Yeah. The NBA can be weird. Really weird.
Goldie would really fit in with those guys personality-wise.
I think so.
You know,
yeah, I think that make a lot of sense. Oh, my goodness. All right, here is Paul Feinbaum from the Paul Feinbaum Show. The guy, you know, he knows college football. I'm interested to hear, because the first time I'm hearing it too, what he said on this move with USC and UCLA.
This is the news of the day. It seems very eerily familiar to a year ago when Oklahoma and Texas bolted the Big 12. They were part of the beginning, just like UCLA and USC. One person said earlier that I think it was Pete Thamel, that he didn't think UCLA would ever leave because they are tied at the hip, or joined at the hip, with the University of California as part of that system out there. And obviously nobody wanted Cal in the Big Ten. But give the commissioner of the Big Ten credit, Kevin Warren. He took a lot of flack 2 years ago when he shut the football league, the football part of the Big Ten down during COVID, and wasn't able to bring it back until late in the season. But this is a very wiry move, and it is clearly turning college football on its ear, and something that we have been talking about here for some time seems to be coming to fruition, and that is the likelihood of two super conferences, the ACC and the Big Ten, and quite frankly, nobody else really mattering. And if you're the ACC commissioner, Jim Phillips, you've been on the job a year and a half, you have to be beside yourself, because you helped kill the CFP. You said, as I was asking Pat before we lost him, we got a lot of other important things to deal with. And now he's got to deal with the survival of the ACC, because they can't, they obviously, unless they can talk Notre Dame into joining on the football side, and they have had no success whatsoever in that. And even if they get Notre Dame, they still have a weakened position. This was really a body blow. This wasn't the SEC. This was one of their alliance members. Remember last August when all three, when the Pac-12, the ACC and the Big Ten all joined together to form this alliance to try to get better scheduling and a different voting block.
He obviously messed up when he said ACC the first time.
Right.
He got it right on the second one with ACC.
We all made fun of that alliance.
Yeah.
Apparently the ACC was just kind of left out. It was just really a meeting of...
It's so true.
Hey, we're going to steal USC and UCLA.
This is not your older cousin's college football. Like, I'm not even going with your father. Because, I mean, so much has changed in the last 2 years. This is
not... It's not even our own. That's the problem. That's what makes people mad, and I get it. Like, we're told...
Yep.
10-year-old, 12-year-old, what you grew up with is entirely going to change and different.
Isn't that amazing? Does Notre Dame now join the Big Ten?
Probably not.
Because of USC and UCLA? No?
Be cool if they would, but...
Yeah. I think I'm to the point now I don't want them. They're so stinking smug. I don't want you, Notre Dame. Take that. I bet that'll be all over social media tonight. Lante
wants to put Notre Dame and Jack Flaherty on an island and let them live together.
Fight it on Snake Island. Rush is leaving Snake Island. That's where they're going. That was the update from Trevor on the comfy couch, who he's getting a little too comfy. I looked over a minute ago. He was yawning and literally almost asleep. It's way too comfy. I'm going to run out of music, and I'm not going to have anything but dead air for the next 8 seconds, so we'll just tell you good night. Well, good night. That seems a little...
Good night.
Everybody go to bed.